Good morning.
2-4-3. Matt and John. And John, you pick this week's movie, Bullets of Justice. And John, wait for it. That's my clap for you, sir, because this was a juicy.
This was a movie. Woo, it was good.
What did you think?
I wasn't sure exactly what to expect from this movie, right? Because you're like, okay, is Machete going to be in this movie? what are these pig people going to be like? Is this like is this going to be like Piglet, but boy, I don't think you really could have expected much of what came out of this movie. As there was just so much happening here, and so much weird stuff that made it fantastic. From like, you've got a robot android, you've got time travel, you've got awesome weapons, we have weird I don't know if I call it flashback scenes, I'm not sure yet. then get some beams. I enjoyed it. I watched this movie, and I'm sure you were like me at the very end and were just like, what just happened? Right? And I watched this movie probably early in the week, and so I actually watched it again. I watched this movie twice. God. I had to. I was like, okay, I did once with all my notes, and then the second time I'm like, I'm just going to pay attention and watch through this because you left with a lot of questions. And I'm like, maybe I missed some things. I don't know. And it was such a fun movie to watch. I was willing to do it a second time.
I'll say, John, if I gave somebody 1 billion chances to guess the plot of this movie and get everything right, I don't think they could do it. I really don't, man. I really don't.
No, because even with knowing the post-apocalyptic World War III, okay, but you were not going to get it.
Yeah, be like, okay, yeah, he has a sister. Yep, you got that, all right. And, did you get that she has a mustache? No. See? Why? I don't know, but she does.
Why does she have a mustache? We don't really know. We don't know. Yeah.
And why is he banging his sister? We don't know, but he does.
Why is... not really sure. We have some ideas.
This was something, boy. I got this. I'll be honest with you. I probably didn't write down every single thing I should have just because I feel like I couldn't get everything. But boy, tried.
Much. Yeah.
There's so much stuff. I was pausing it every 3 seconds. I'm like, did he just shoot that guy through a guy's wiener? Hold on a minute. So then I got to rewind it. And I'm like, hold on.
That's exactly right.
Hold on a minute. And when this started, and I'm watching the first 5 minutes, and I'm like, okay, there's man pig people is what I called them to begin with before I knew what they were called. I'm like, okay, there's man pigs. And they kind of look like the Winnie the Pooh blood and honey mask, right? That's what I was like, right. Okay.
Yep.
I had no idea what I was getting into. I mean, I had no idea what was about to happen.
Nope.
Why is there a male model in a banana hammock? A half a banana hammock. There's so. You didn't get that one, did you? No, nobody figured that one out.
Nope. Didn't put that in your your movie bingo card. Nope.
Male model with half a banana hammock who always has the wind blowing in his hair. Did you get that?
Yes. Nope. That's right.
Raphael. Oh boy, yeah. So this was, boy, if there ever, when we find those movies that feel like they were just made for this podcast, John, I think you nailed it with this one. I really do.
I know. I was like, this movie turned out to be so much better than I thought it was going to be for us. And, like, the kind of movie that we love. And just, like, the bonkers, off-the-wall stuff that you didn't see coming. I love that in a movie. I love that in a movie. Oh.
I know. I know. Yeah. And, well, it starts out, like, you know, this beginning part, you know, you get one here because you got Rob Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And you know we have this shootout scene with man pig people, and then you get one coming in with a jetpack, and you're like, well, that's pretty cool. And he's got machine guns, and you're like, well, that's pretty cool. But then when the little person pops out of the backpack on the back, I was like, that's even better. You know, what I mean?
Right? It just kind of built up on top, like one on top of the next. You're like, okay, he just shot this pig in the street. Okay, whatever. You know, it wasn't that, like, okay, the guy's got a pig face, you know, sure. And then here comes this dude, a pig, flying in on a jetpack. And you're like, wow, that's interesting. Oh, he's holding two machine guns, one in each arm. That's cool. And then you start fighting. And, oh, as he's flying away, boom, here pops up a little guy in the back with more guns. Like, yes, yes, yay.
And what I loved it, one thing I did love when they're having this fight out is the sound of the jetpack, right? Did you get this, John? The sound of the jetpack at one point sounds like a propeller plane, and then another point it sounds like a Fast and Furious car.
yes. Yeah, the sound effect for it was great. Yeah, and there's just this like blur going across the sky.
I love it. And apparently the muzzles, as they are called, they have their own language too.
Yes.
They speak in. While they're, somehow they can shit while they're walking and it comes out their pants. I still tried to figure that one out. I don't know.
Right? How they were doing that. Yeah, because there's several times in the movie they're just walking around and the guy kind of like stops and squats and pours out his butt. He's like, well, I think that went through his pants. Maybe it had a little flap, and we didn't know it, right? Maybe it just kind of pops open.
So it's Rob Justice, and who's with him? Who's with him right here?
In the beginning of the movie, it's an assistant, and I don't even know that I got her name. She might not have had a name in this movie because she's not around for a really long time.
Nina. I believe it's Nina.
Is it Mina? It could be.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, John. This is where I got confused because they do this little
boy. Or Nina, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah.
They do the boy, how did I get here? Let's look back.
So you want to know how this? Yeah, he does the fourth wall thing where he's talking to the camera, and then we're let's do a 17 years ago flashback, and
you know it is. It might be actually. Yep.
It was pretty close. Yeah, I mean,
but you know, there's a third world war. You know, a lot of people have died. And then Machete is his dad. I go, okay, all right. And this is where I got confused because he's like, and here's my sister, Raksha. So I was like, I got confused. I was like, oh, so that's his sister in the beginning, right? That's what I thought after they did this flashback. I go, oh, that's his sister. Because, boy, right. I was like, well, that's disgusting that he's banging his sister in the beginning. Then I was like, oh, boy, it wasn't his sister. And then later on, he's banging his sister. And I'm like, okay, I know for sure. That was his sister.
That's right. That's right. Yep. So they do this flashback, and they tell you about 70% of humans are dead following World War III. And he's with his sister kind of, you know, play fighting, And I don't know, how old do you think they are? Like 9 yeah. or something, yeah. you know, 8, something like that. And, but what? Dad's like, hey, let's go get some candy. Stops by the store and, oh, there's a muzzle in there. And he's able to stop him and kill the muzzle. But then, oh, here comes the military. And you're like, oh, they're here to help? Nope, not here to help. Like, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, well, Machete, your time in the movie is basically over.
Yeah, because then, boom, he's dead. And you're like, oh, well, maybe there's something else going on? Nope. So besides that, right, like a couple of minutes at the very beginning, and then a handful of like 5-second flashback scenes. That's it. So Machete, he's on the cover just to tease you into the movie. He's yep. really not in this movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fine. I can deal with that. You know, it did the job we needed it to do. It got us to watch this awesome movie.
Yep. Yep. That's true. That is true.
His fault for not being in the movie more.
So they say no one knows who created the hybrid or muzzles, if you will.
Right. Could have been the Americans, could have been the Russians, we're not sure. But at some point, these muzzles, they take over the world. And so much so, they decide to start farming humans for meat. And I said, you know what, that's probably fair, I think. Yeah, no, I really can't blame them.
Okay, I got two things with this, all right? First thing, why are all the humans really, really fat? If you know, if everything's so bad, why are they just making them eat?
You know, well, think about it like this: if you were to get like a free-range chicken from your local farmer, the chicken is small. It's the, you know, it's lean breast. You know, that it's not a big chicken. You go to Costco, and that thing is like 7 pounds per breast. I mean, they're huge. So, I mean, I think that's what's happened. They're farming people Costco style.
John, were you as disappointed? Because you know what I'm going to say this movie was missing. What did we need to see that we never saw?
What did we need to see?
I need to see the mother. I need to see the thing. I need to
I'm
see
telling it. You. There was a few things in this movie where I was like that. I'm like, wait a minute. Why haven't we seen this yet? What do you mean we're not going to get into that? Yeah, because they tell us that right in the beginning here, they tell us that the Russians and Americans fought back. They made biological weapons that unfortunately made everybody on the planet sterile, including humans, except for the Holy Mother. And we're talking about this enormous pig woman beast, I guess. I they showed like a drawing, right? Like no one really knows what she looks like, and it's just like, oh my gosh, we can't wait. We're just the whole movie. We just can't wait to see this thing. And that's one of the disappointments. We don't get to see her. Well, actually, we do. Did you know that? Right, we're very, very, very end.
I didn't.
We'll get there at the very, very end, inside the car. In the front seat was the mother. It was a little chihuahua.
Oh, yes.
The mother.
Boy, we'll get to that ending.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So
when they tease us that this thing eats a half a ton of human meat a day, gotta see it.
We gotta see this. This would have been so, amazing. Especially with everything else that happened in this movie. You're like, oh my god, I can't wait to find out what this is going to be like.
So, we cut back to finish up this jetpack fight, and they finally get him by shooting a little, like a little harpoon rope and tangling him up in a fire hydrant, and And my favorite thing was when Rob Justice, great name by the way, throws a grenade into the little person's backpack.
I got it.
He's riding it. I said it out loud.
I got it.
After his assistant cuts off the flying man pig or muzzle's head.
Yep. So it just jetpacks off into the sky until it explodes from the grenade, and that's
you're
it.
Like, wow, boy! If you're like me, I was like, well, that was. Boy, this is an interesting way to start this. And then, bam, cut to him banging the chick. And I was like, oh, okay, well,
yes.
Here we go.
Yes, we go straight into that, you know, celebratory sex scene with his assistant. And he goes, and she's the one with the sweet ass. And you're like, fair enough, yep. And he goes, but mine is better. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I know, and then I'm guessing, like everybody does, he starts thinking about this male model in his half a banana hammock while he's banging this chick.
You know, yeah, like, you know. Like what? This is what's popping in your head at this moment. Oh man,
I literally wrote, "WTF is happening?"
Yeah, because it was, because like that like. What is that? And she's like, oh, are you having another vision? I'm like, vision of what? How is this going to relate into this movie?
Yeah, right. Is this a vision or a flashback?
That's what I thought. I'm like, well, this must have been what he was before the war, you know, yeah. Before things went crazy. That's what I was thinking in the, you know, that part of the movie, right? Oh, he must have used to be a model. Maybe he was.
He used to be Zoolander.
Yeah, he used to be Blue Steel. Yeah.
Merman. But boy, oh boy. Yeah, I figured that guy just beat him in some kind of male model runway contest or something. Because it looked like he was like, I think at one point when he does one of these, I wrote down, it looks like it's the male model runway Olympics. And this guy didn't even make the top three. But this other guy won. That's what it looked like. So you're like, oh, well, that was interesting. And then a whole bunch of muzzles break through the wall and kill her.
Right before that, she goes, oh, I think I'm pregnant. And you're like, oh, but I thought everybody was sterile. I'm like, oh, nope, she's dead. Like, oh, well, never mind.
That's okay. That's what I didn't get later when there was a baby on the floor at the one place. I was like, well, wait.
Yeah.
How is there a baby? Wait a minute.
Yeah. I know. There's so many questions.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
So they jump, these muzzles jump in, they kill her, and Rob Justice just like jumps out a window and lands in a Jeep and starts driving off. Well, that just
second
happened.
Floor. Second floor, man. That's risky, especially if it's a stick shift. That's risky. We go to the, I believe they call it the Human Resistance Secret Camp or something like that. Which has a bar.
Yes. Yeah. The secret bunker, which was interesting. It was just like this tiny little walled in area with a tank that opens up to a giant underground lair.
Oh,
it's like you go through this door, you go down a tunnel, and suddenly you're in Zion, and
and so Rob Justice is talking with this lady, and then she gives us, I don't like to predict what will be on my list at the end of the year,
but
I'll give you a name that I guarantee you will be there somewhere, and that's Benedict Asshole.
Benedict Asshole?
Benedict Asshole.
Benedict Asshole?
Benedict Asshole. Not Robert Asshole. Benedict Asshole.
What a great name. What a great name.
And you're like, okay. Oh, yeah. You don't even know what's coming. You're just like, okay, that's his name, right? It's like Spaceballs. I'm surrounded by assholes. You know? Yes. Like, that's just. But no. He's a Muslim.
Oh my gosh. He's a pig.
Who is an asshole.
Oh. And, oh my gosh. Oh, what a great name. What a great character too, right? He was just to look at.
When we see this guy, he's got ass hair on his.
You got balls for a chin and then like a butthole for a mouth, and it's just like,
sticks a gun in his butthole mouth.
It's just movie magic. It's the kind of thing you could not have imagined was going to happen, and it did.
If this doesn't convince you to go watch this, I don't say this for many movies, but you have to watch this to believe it. You have to watch this movie. And even if you're 5 minutes in going, this is stupid. Like, why should I? No, you have to keep watching because you just don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know, you know.
It keeps getting more and more bonkers as this goes on.
It might not be Benedict Asshole. It could be a different asshole. You don't even know. You don't know.
And how are you going to figure that out, you might ask? Well, it'll be interesting. We'll tell you in a minute how you'll know whether it's him or not.
So we go see his sister, who's grown up now, and she has a mustache. Why? I don't know. Like a really good one. Not like, oh, it's kind of a mustache, you know, like you see old people kind of do sometimes. But no, this is a full-blown, you know, great fake mustache she's got going here.
Yes.
She's at a different place, I believe.
Right. She's at some sort of training facility.
Yes.
So they've got some new recruits. They're training up. And they tell her the teleport is broken. The GPS doesn't work.
What's that now? Hold on.
I said they got a teleport? What? Like Star Trek teleporter? Interesting.
What's Jack Death go through this thing? What? Oh, boy. Put him in this movie. Oh, boy. Oh,
man.
Oh, boy.
The one-liners would have been great.
Let me just tell you what I wrote. Because this is when we actually meet Benedict Asshole.
Benedict Asshole?
You know what I'd like to see? A man pig with a ball mouth. There he is. Oh, boy. Benedict Asshole?
Oh, man. When you see him for the first time, you're just like, what? What is this? Balls for a chin. Yeah.
Nobody else has balls for a chin.
No, it's just Benedict Asshole. Yep.
Oh, you think he'd be like high ranking or something? Or...
Yeah.
No?
No, he's not. He's just a guy. Or
so,
a muzzle, whatever.
So then you're like, okay, so we got a muzzle, a man pig with a butthole mouth that has hair and nutsack on it. Like, but do you have a guy who's bulletproof? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so at the training facility, they tell the girl, okay, you got to shoot this guy. He opens his shirt. He's like, shoot me. So she just, you know, rips a few off of her automatic machine gun. And then you look at him, and the bullets are just sticking to his chest. You know, they just fall right off. And you're like, oh, this guy's bulletproof. Interesting.
Yeah. Boy, you're like, well, that's a good trick to have.
And if you thought that was his best ability, wait till later.
This guy should be on the front line winning this war.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, I mean,
he's the one who should be finding the mother.
Yes, Rob Justice, who just
has
a
second best
guy, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe a decent model. I don't know.
Yeah, fifth place model, but So I didn't quite get where this girl team of people's going, John. Where are they going?
So they're at this training facility, but they have to get through the jungle for no reason.
Okay. I thought I missed something.
Well, okay, because listen, they leave the facility, they go through this jungle, they end up getting picked up by a helicopter. Okay. Why the helicopter couldn't have just gone to the facility? Don't know.
I don't know.
So they have to go through this jungle, and there are some muzzles in the jungle, and in put some of the coolest weapons we have so far. And what do you want to call this? Like a crossbow that shoots saw blades, like circular saw blades.
I call this saw blade gun.
Saw blade gun, yeah. Because I mean, they don't just like fling out. I mean, they fly. They are buzzing across. Yeah. So pretty cool looking weapon.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Getting shot in the face with it, not good.
Not a good thing. Yep. You don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The girls run into the jungle, and yeah, they just start dying right away. You know, Muzzle gets one with this tusk, I think, or a blade, and then another one with the saw blade. And you're like, oh man, they're not gonna make it through this jungle.
Well, you know, the one thing I thought was, okay, so throughout this movie, you see the Muzzles, man, pig people, just walking on the streets, you know, shitting. They're just walking around, you know, like it's a day in the life of a man, pig, or whatever.
Yep.
But in this forest here, the woods, it's like they're super fast. They're like cheetah man pigs running through the woods.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, right. That's scary. You're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, they were very quick and stealthy and, yeah, treacherous.
You're like, okay, so you got a bulletproof guy, you got a butthole mouth pig, do you have an old man who has a mustache who's also a robot? Yep, we got it.
That's right, because Raksha gets the call from the airlift, and she's like, give me another minute, and she goes and kills all these pigs. And one of them has a little sledgehammer, and she beats him with his own sledgehammer. I thought that was pretty cool. On account of Blood and Honey recently, I thought that was cool. Yep. But then the airlift shows up. And which then, of course, why did they go through the jungle in the first place if they had a helicopter? But whatever. They fly away, and she's sitting in the back of the helicopter, and this robot starts walking towards her. I think Vidra is his name.
Okay, sure.
And he has, okay, what would you say, like women, women's legs with women's boots on? And then the top half of it is just like this old man body. And he sits down and he's got this mustache, big, thick, bushy mustache, you know. And then when he starts talking, you're just like, what just?
So, do it, John, do it. Do it.
He goes, I know how you feel. I was like, what is happening right now? And like the mouth, the way it moves up and down is just fantastic. And he has this amazing robot voice, and he walks and oh, I cracked up so much. And you know, that's what this movie does. Like, every few minutes, you're like, okay, I'm starting to understand. And then, boom, left turn. You're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't see this coming. Oh.
I was transfixed on this guy's mouth as he's talking, man.
Right? Yes, exactly. And I loved how the robot, he looks right at Raksha, who's, you know, all, who's kind of sad and whatever. And he goes, why do you have a mustache? Why do you have a mustache? She's like, you don't want to know. We want to know. Yes, we do.
Come with me, robot. Yes. Oh,
my gosh.
How are humans losing this battle? We got robots. He shoots a gun. All right.
Yes.
We got robots. We got bulletproof people. We got teleports. We got Rob Justice. And we're losing terribly. I don't know who's running the show.
And we're just scratched the surface yet, because we're going to find out so much more that they have. And you're like, how are they possibly losing to these muzzles? How?
I'm telling you. Love the robot. Love it. Love a robot. Love it.
I loved it. Oh, he was great to have in this movie. Just so, a little humor.
We visit the human resistance bunker bar. Sure, why not? You know?
Why not? Like you do. Yeah.
Quite a group of characters down there.
Because, we get down to there, Rob Justice gets down, and then everybody's applauding him. And you're like, okay. He's just going through and, you know, high-fiving, giving hugs, whatever, heading down to the bar. And then, what was it? He starts having another vision about being a model. And you're like, what? Okay, so they've done this more than once in this movie. Maybe it means something. Try and pick up on little hints. And like, you're not getting there. Don't worry about it. Ain't gonna happen. You ain't figuring this out. Don't worry.
Nope. You ain't.
Mm-mm.
As I put it next, I put down, okay, now this is definitely a brother banging a sister. I go, okay. This is definitely, for sure. Okay. And
yes, so he starts kissing Raksha, kind of weird. And then she goes, I never lose a fight. Hey, how about we go back to my room? And then banging, so boobs, banging his sister with a mustache. Now, yeah. I'm not sure about this.
I know what you're gonna say.
But you think they used a body double?
For sure, God.
They did.
For sure.
Oh,
the size of these boobs are just...
just crazy, right? It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's not lining up here, all right?
No. Oh, man. It was great. Yeah, so, like, every time you see the naked body with these boobs and stuff, you're like, oh, but you never see the face at the same time, right? And then when you see the face, it never goes below the chest, so you don't see the boobs. And you're like they were definitely printed, you know, hiding this. And I was like, you know what? Great move. I'm okay with that. That's fine.
great move. So he's like, just let you know, I'm going to help Benedict Asshole? Escape. I'm like, yes. What?
He put a tracker on him. So he's going to help him escape, think he's helping him out, but really he's using him to lead them right to where they want to go. And that sets Raksha off.
Oh, boy.
Woo. Yeah, she liked that. It was a good plan.
So that means we're going to Manhattan, John. Manhattan.
Yes. This is a doll man type of New York, not a made in Manhattan night New York. No, not a J-Lo. Nope.
So. It's covered in these muzzles, right? They're everywhere. So Rob's like, he does what everybody would do. I mean, this is what I would do.
Okay. Why would you? No, you wouldn't.
I would wait for a muzzle to shit in the road. I would scoop some up and put it on my neck because it makes you look like
invisible?
A muzzle.
What? So, do they not have good eye? Some of these muzzles have good eyesight. Not.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But apparently not all of them. So he rubs the pig shit on his neck and on Raksha. I liked how he gave her a little kiss and then rubbed some shit on her nose. That was interesting. But when I first saw this, I'm like, oh, they're trying to mask their scent. You know, this is like a hunting technique. You don't want to scare the deer, right? So, you know, okay, I smell like you, so you won't smell me. But then they go to this slaughterhouse, human slaughterhouse, and that's like the door guard. He just sniffs them to decide whether they can come in or not. And that's what he did for Benedict Asshole, lets him in. And then they come up with the Benedict poo on their necks, and he just sniffs them and sniffs them and sniffs them. He's like, aren't you going to let us in? We got to go to work. And apparently Rob can speak fluent muzzle.
He's good.
Yeah, but the door guard, he does his job. He's like, you're suspicious. He keeps sniffing him. No, I don't know. You don't smell right. They're like, are you sure you're not going to let us in? And then they shoot him.
Yeah, I think for this to make sense, I think what we need to know is like, are there quarter hybrids? Like, could there be somebody with a human face but a pig torso? You know what I mean? Like,
know,
I think that's what we needed here. You know, I need to know that. Could I look like Rob Justice but have a pigtail and hooves or whatever pigs have?
Pig feet. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, right? There are definitely different versions of these muzzles. There were definitely different ones. You had some that were very dark and hard-looking skin, some that, you know, very... you know, lean looking, some that had a butthole for a face. So, I mean,
he got the short end of the trawler.
Oh, man. So, the next thing we see is fantastic. It's just great because it's not even what we see, it's what we hear. Because Benedict Asshole starts talking.
Benedict
Anthony. And it's just like fart sounds, like you're taking it like a wet shit. And you're just laughed so hard. They got the subtitles, and he's just going. the other ones they're grunting like, but Benedict Asshole.
This guy's full of shit, man.
Oh, man, he is. Oh, that was so funny. And this is, that's like the next thing. That's the, you know, like, okay, they just rub shit on themselves to hide their scent. Oh, they're sniffing them to come in. Huh, wow, I wasn't expecting that. Oh, Benedict Asshole, when he talks, sounds like a fart. Yeah, that's fantastic. The whole movie is like this. It's just every time you turn around, you're like, oh, my goodness, what just happened? Oh. I know, it's just too good, right? It's just too good. Oh, that, what is this? This place is called like the Liver. This is where they slaughter humans. They got lots of dead human bodies. This is where you see the baby, the human baby on the floor. And this is where Rob Justice is like, this isn't our war. But then he sees that, he's like, you know what? Let's stay here a while.
You sons of bitches.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Well, right. Oh, and as we said, well, it's been about a minute and a half time for something else completely unexpected and ridiculous. This is one you mentioned earlier. I'm going to hide behind this human body that's hanging, you know, like a cow, right? And, oh, I'm going to just slide my gun through the butthole and into the penis and then shoot the pig in front of me. And I know that sentence doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's exactly what happened.
And I'll just say, this is the one time I'll defend a muzzle because I wouldn't be expecting that. So, hey,
no.
It's not his fault, all right?
I was like, was he using the penis as a silencer? I don't know why he did it, but it was great.
Damn, this guy's good.
Oh my gosh. And that's something we see in this movie a couple of times. It's not just like, oh, a little bit of nudity, like full everything nudity, right?
Oh, yeah.
We there's nothing being held back in this. They don't care. And,
nope.
And good for them. Well done. Yep.
We saw Rob in his justice earlier.
Yes.
But Benedict Asshole is shot and killed. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, no. But wait. It's not him, John. It's Robert Asshole.
This isn't Benedict Asshole. This is Robert Asshole.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
That's true. Like, do we have a whole family of assholes? I don't really know.
Daddy asshole.
It's crazy.
Mr. Mrs. Asshole.
Oh.
We're assholes. Wait, do all these muscles have last names? Like,
okay, maybe. No,
I can't get into that. I can't. They go into this room, and there's like a dozen muzzles, and they got swords and knives, and they look at each other and are like, we're not going to use guns to kill these fuckers. That's too easy. And I go, all right, here we go, John. I was getting excited.
Yeah, because they went in there, they shot one of them, and they were out of bullets. And Rob looks at Raksha, and he was like, what about those giant rounds of bullets across your, you know, shoulders, you know, making an X, you know, you've got like 30 rounds there. She's like, oh, these are just for decoration. I'm like, oh my gosh. So funny. Oh.
But I didn't, you don't even get it because the wall explodes and here comes bulletproof guy. And he's like, let me handle this. I'm an X-Man, is what I wanted to tell
you. He is.
Okay.
He is, right? So he's bulletproof, right? He showed up. I don't know how he showed up there. I'm thinking he teleported.
Uh-huh.
And he just starts machine gunning everybody. You know, all the muzzles are dead. And you're like, oh, wow, that was amazing. And then, oh, wait a minute. It's been 2 minutes. Time for something ridiculous. Boom. Jedi Force. He's a Jedi.
I was like, is he Magneto? Is he a Jedi? I don't know what
he's got here. I know. He kind of, you know, he does that, throws the arm out, and then the muzzle flies away. Like, he just force threw him across the room. Like, oh, this is happening. He's a Jedi. He's, yep, that's fantastic.
It's funny you said that because I didn't even think of Jedi. I went right to Magneto. I must be, because I've been watching the new X-Men cartoon, I think.
X-Men 97? Yes.
Yeah.
I just started watching that, too. Oh, man.
Pretty good,
Jedi. Talk about pretty the good. Nostalgia pulling up on this one. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. But yeah, he comes in and he takes them all out, and they're like, okay, you know, we appreciate that. We'll see you later. And he's like, yeah, no problem. I help anytime. By the way, I'm your brother. I'll talk to you later. Like, what's that? What's that now?
He comes in, he tells Rob he's his brother, and that his dad was really sad when he lost Rob whilst gambling. So he lost him in a bet, apparently. And then that's it, right? What? So we do nothing with this information except, you know, and I realized they actually mentioned that he didn't know his real dad at the very beginning of the movie. I didn't realize that at first. And so this kind of confirms it. So that makes me think that maybe Raksha isn't his sister.
Oh, I'm not.
You know, maybe. But that's, yeah, that takes some fun out of it. I don't know. But here's, okay, so Rob is brother to the X-Man with the bulletproof skin and the force throwing. And you're like, okay, what are we going to do with that in this movie? Don't worry about it. Nothing. Not a thing. Why would we?
Yeah, you thought maybe at the end he's going to have like a final fight and bust out like some Jedi force throwing or...
This guy's coming back when they see the mother. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. No, we never see him again.
No. That's it.
So their plan is to hide with the dead bodies in this freezer truck, I guess. And then...
Yeah, they're going to do like Star Wars, you know, hide inside the body and for warmth. But they're freezing in there. It is terribly cold inside that truck. And they're like, this is how we're going to die. It was in the back of a truck with a bunch of dead people. Like, yeah, that looks like it.
So,
and then, Matt, what happens next? Because it's so confusing.
I put it as like they basically are going like they're dying and he's having a vision, a nightmare because they're so cold, right? And what he sees is Raksha pregnant and then another Raksha shows up and he shoots the one who's trying to shoot the other one. But it turns out that one is the male model Raphael we've been seeing throughout the whole movie.
He's just like, cuckoo! He's like, what?
I think this war is getting to old Rob here, man.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
He's a PTO day, man. All right. So you're like, okay, what's going to happen next, right? Where are we going? Where are they going to go? And here's a random guy in a kit.
And I don't know, right? Are we in a flashback scene right now? Is this, I don't really know what's happening. And it takes a little while to figure it out because, okay, guy's running with his kid and they run into some pigs who are trying to take them out. Although this guy is not bad. He shoots a couple of them, but he's kind of cornered and it looks like he's in trouble. And then Rob Justice busts through the wall. Wait a minute. His arm busts through the wall with a gun. So you only see his arm and the machine gun, and he's shooting down the muzzles, and he tosses out a magazine clip, and reloads, and they just fight him off, and you're just like. Why is it just his arm? Why not his whole body?
No, I don't know. Well, I know it's not working right. But Rob Justice said, I'm still going to try it. You know?
Yeah. So he does finally bust through the rest of the wall, gets out, and helps the guy and his kid. It's like, this scene too. This little kid. He's sitting there, and did you know? Like this bug lands on his lips, and he like eats it. It was just like it just happened.
Well, that's interesting. All right, let's move on.
They're like, we caught it on camera, so it's getting in the movie.
I think so.
Like a fruit fly, right? Landed on his lip, and he just kind of like moved his lip and ate it. They're like, oh, huh.
That's gold, Billy. We're leaving it in.
Leaving it in. Yep. In this movie, it works.
Yeah, why not? Did you have kid eats tiny fly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on your movie bingo, child eats fruit fly. Nope. Didn't guess that one.
This guy tells Rob the story of like, there's a beautiful man killing people and some lady killing people. And you're like, oh, okay. And then this guy, they're driving down a road, and this guy gets mowed down by gunfire.
I mean, woo! Yeah, and you're like, oh, he saved them. They're driving away, and then boom, pop, 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 pop. Him and his kid are just shot and just, you know, killed in the truck.
They kill him.
And Rob's okay. He gets out, and he realizes the person shooting was Raksha. Raksha was the one, because she's, oh, I thought that was a pig in a truck. And he goes like, no, it was us.
Thanks a lot.
He's like that. He comes up to her and gives her a kiss. He's all happy to see her. He's like, uh-oh, wait a bit. And he turns back. Oh, they're dead. Ah. Man.
Oh, man.
Oh, she has a good line. Thing. She goes, when it's raining, you always get wet. Like, bam. There you go. Man.
Put it on a shirt.
That's deep.
Right. Let's go bang your body double. Let's go.
And I wrote down here, I'm like, okay, is he dreaming? Is this time traveling? Is this a flashback sequence? I don't know what's happening, you know? Because now we see Rob finding a child version of himself. Oh, like, what? I
know. You're like, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. And I just want to say this, like, When they come up with time travel and I get to use it, when I go back to my younger self, I guarantee you, the first thing my younger self says to me is, "My God, you're beautiful." I bet you, my younger self says that to me. I bet he does.
And he's gonna say, "Oh, what happened to your hair? Why are you so fat?" Oh, hey, shut up, punk kid! I'll tell you exactly why.
Little shit.
Ah. Listen, I'm about to give you some stock tips. Listen up. There's this thing called Google is going to show up, and you're going to spend a lot of money to get in on that early.
Put him on the pig war. Don't worry about that. All right.
Don't worry about that. We got bigger fry, fish to fry. Yep.
Let's Google. Let's get some more banging, right? And they're like, did you notice my sister there, Raksha? She's been wearing leg braces her whole life because apparently she got shot a bunch in her leg. All right.
Yeah, so he tells younger self, younger Rob, hey, don't go into this fight tomorrow. You know, wait a couple of days and everything will be great. And so apparently Raksha never has to wear a brace anymore. And mm-hmm. Not that I ever saw her wear a brace yet in the movie, but apparently,
yeah.
Now she doesn't need one.
Boy. You know, when we see this guy in the half a banana hammock again, I was like, you know, I'm really digging this thing. Right? I think more people should wear this thing because he's got the half a banana hammock thong on, but then he's got like this, I don't even what you call it, like a stringy jacket.
Right? At first I thought it was like dreadlocks or something. Like, no, it's like a jacket. Yeah, it's like a long ropey jacket, hair, I don't know, like shirt or something, I don't know. But it's just enough to kind of like cover but not cover.
Well, yeah, because you're like, you know, I appreciate you trying to cover this up. But later on, they're like, guess what? You're going to see this guy's taint and butthole so much, you might as well just forget about being happy you don't see
yes.
it. You're about to see yes. it much, all right?
Yeah.
So they're at this place, and all of a sudden they're like, who the fuck is showing up here? What? Wait, it's girl who got saw blade in face and little guy in jetpack. Here they are.
Yeah, the here backpack dude. Yeah. And they're what? Like on this island safe house or something. And yeah, here shows up backpack machine gun dude who's blown up by the grenade. And Esther, who had a saw blade to the face. And her face is all kind of stapled back together. And you're like, Oh, I guess she didn't die? I don't know how the backpack guy survived. There's no way he survived. But there they were.
This is the confusing part because, you know, we'll get to it here in a second. I still don't quite understand at least half of this. But anyway, this part in the movie, I started to get angry. I was like, in the old movie, you had me, right? And then they do, hey, it's time for dinner. All right, come join us for some sloppy joes or whatever. Come on. All right.
Yep.
And John, what are we doing here? We got the little guy from the jetpack. He's like, hey, I got to show you this. And he takes, it was 2 minutes of him unpacking this bag.
Yeah, he very slowly opens the bag and then pulls out another thing. I actually wrote it down. It took 2 minutes and 11 seconds.
Oh, boy. Fuck you, movie.
This scene, and all it is them watching him open a bag slowly to pull out something that's in another bag, hand it to Rob, who then slowly opens that bag. It's like a Meyer bag that he's trying to open up without tearing. Just to find inside, it's Benedict Asshole's head. And it was just like, Benedict Asshole? Oh, I'm just like, you're right. Because it was like, okay, it's taking a little while. And then it's taking too long. And then it's like, oh. And then he finally pulls it out. And you're like, okay, fine, whatever. Sets it in front of Rob. And then he basically does the same thing.
I know. But you know what, John? You know what? We better make sure that's actually Benedict Asshole.
How would you know that it's Benedict? You got like a fingerprint him? Is that what you mean? Well, it's just a head. You can't fingerprint him. Maybe a DNA test, right? 23andMe.
Oh, there you go.
Nope. You weren't going to expect this one. Because if everything you were going to guess is going to be wrong in this movie, so why not this one be wrong as well? And you weren't going to figure this out. No, there was no way. Rob sticks his finger in his butthole mouth. And then sniffs it,
At this point, I was like, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. I know he's going
to. Yes. At that point, you're like, okay, I see where this is going. I see what's going to happen now. Sniffs it. And then like, oh, let's take it. Let's have a little taste out of his butthole mouth. And he tells us, this isn't Benedict Asshole. It's Massimo Zardi. And
I'm like, what? You're not even going to come up with, like, Joe Butthole?
Yeah, we give him a new name, right? Because that's right. Like, oh, it's not him. It's, okay, what's the name now? What do we got coming here? Is this,
keep doing it. I did.
This is Jeffrey Asshole or, Kyle Asshole or something like that, you know. Nope. Massimo.
Seymour Ball.
Seymour.
Seymour Asshole.
I like that one, yes. Boy, I did not see that.
Okay, so, you know, okay, we figured out that's not Benedict Asshole, right? So they're like, all right. Let's not forget just, the mission at hand, all right?
It's just the head. It's just the head of the pig, and he throws him into the fireplace, which probably made the whole room smell like bacon, you know?
Or
so
butthole.
Probably. Or butthole. I don't know. Oh, gosh. Oh, it's so long.
You're not going to get that at Bath & Body Works.
Nope. Yeah, not going to find that candle. I want something that brings the essence of both bacon and butthole. And they're like, get the hell out of here.
I need burnt butt hair. Rob's like, that's great and all, but you know what? Protocol says I got a bang saw blade face because she walked through the forest.
She's like, right. She goes, I came here to be your assistant. And they're like, well, you know what that means? It's protocol. She goes, yes, I understand. Upstairs for sex.
Love it.
It's protocol.
The rules, all right?
Right. And Raksha is just, you can tell she's a little perturbed, like what? Really? But she doesn't say anything. And the little guy and her are just sitting down there on the first floor while Rob and what was her name? Esther?
You said it. Yeah.
Yeah, go upstairs and do the dirty. And they're just, it's very, you know, they can hear them perfectly clear. And the smile on the little guy's face just listening to it. Oh, it was hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, so you're like, okay. I mean, this seems like, okay. What could possibly happen? Well, it turns out. Buckle up, John. It's been 2 minutes since the whole butthole incident.
Yep. It's been 2 minutes. Exactly right. You're exactly right.
Buckle up, because... So, this isn't Saw Blade Girl, or it is, but now she's... Okay, this is where I'm confused. Okay. This is either Saw Blade Girl, who is now partially a robot, or it's Saw Blade Girl, who's being controlled by somebody else. Because that's what it looked like to me, right? Like
So this is what I think we got here. I think I've pieced this together because this is a complicated one, all right?
Yeah, you watch so the voice, looks, and I'll take your word, all right?
It looks like Saw Blade Girl, okay? Mm-hmm. But while Rob is making it, doggy style, and he notices on her back that there's a tattoo hiding, and he realizes, giant star tattoo, which is the tattoo that his old assistant had. So this is actually the body of his old assistant. When he realizes this, they start fighting, right? And she rips off her face to reveal her other face, right? Which was wild. And then we kind of realize that she's actually being remote controlled by the Ludmilla, his like general boss, right, from the military base, because she's been betraying him this whole time. It's all been a trap to try and get him to the mother. Yeah, this has all been a trap, and so she's controlling him, her robotically, and it took me a minute because I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why did she rip her face off? I didn't understand that part in the movie. It didn't make any sense. But if you piece it together, it's all there. It's all there.
Okay. Well, that makes total sense. I'm glad you cleared it up. Because then I was like, yes. Well, is the little guy like a robot? Because there's no way he didn't die, right? He was like 500 feet in the air and got blown up by a grenade. I'm like...
And I thought he was a robot at first, like, I kind of thought he was, because the one time he talked, he kind of sounded gravelly like a robot, but I don't think he was. I just, you know, I think that's the way he talked. So once they start fighting upstairs, he tries to pull a gun on Raksha, but she's too quick for him and does the whole table kick, you know, pins him against the wall. That was a good move, good move. Mm-hmm. But she can't do anything except hold him against the wall. So she has to holler for the robot butler, a.k.a. murdering machine, also helicopter pilot, Vidra, right? I think is his name. So he shows up and helps her fight him while... Rob is fighting the girl upstairs, and the girl upstairs is about to win. I think she's about to take Rob out, and I just gets lucky because downstairs, while wrestling the short guy with the backpack dude with a gun, he shoots up into the ceiling and gets her through the floorboards, hits her, right in the hoo-ha. Oh, what a way to go.
Oh, boy.
And you're like, oh, that sucks for her. Oh.
they end up throwing the little guy face first into the fireplace.
Yes.
Gets his face melted off while the robot dances.
Yes, so the robot dances a celebratory jig. Wow. It's just like, what is happening, right?
I don't know. I don't know. These robots, man.
Raksha had used him as a human, as a robot shield as well during that fight. It was great. I thought it was cool. Just stand behind him, starts shooting.
I gathered this after we got to the next scene because I was like, I guess Sawblade Face Girl gave up the location of where Raphael is because, well, we're there.
Yeah, I didn't get it, right? I watched it twice and I didn't get it. because we transitioned from this scene to Raphael and Rob confronting him in this like dirt dungeon looking thing, you know.
What are we doing? We got to watch this guy in his half a banana hammock dance for 2 minutes.
Yeah, what? they do like a dance fight, right?
Oh boy.
And it's like a dance battle.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and I know when you think dance fight, you're probably like me and you're thinking Jumanji. And Jumanji 2, right? Or Jumanji 1, I forget. Jumanji 1, and she's dance fighting, you know, it's like, yeah, that, you know, no, it's not like that. It's,
this is more intimate. All like that.
Much more, oof, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw this guy's butthole, and I'm pretty sure he sat it on this guy's face at one point.
Raphael at one point teabags Rob, and just like, oh, it's so terrible. Yeah,
I know. John, I don't know. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know. I don't know what to say. What happens next?
Revelation. We get the teabagging, and then my next line is WTF.
Yep. Giant letters on my page with a big old arrow pointing to the whole thing that happens for the rest of the movie.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. So are we supposed to believe this has all been inside Rob, who's just a normal naked guy staring at a refrigerator this whole time? Is that what we're supposed to believe?
So right before this happens, right? So the last thing they say in their little dance battle, Raphael tells him, "What if I told you that you're the one causing this war? Every time in the future, the war is because of you. You're the one who keeps causing these battles." And then he disappears. And then, poof, we get Rob standing naked in front of a refrigerator or something, just kind of zoned out, and his buddies are like, "Hey, we gotta go." And it's just like a normal house.
Yeah.
And wait, did he time travel? Is this another flashback scene?
I don't know.
Are we having a vision? I thought we were having a vision. And then I'm not so sure. Because Raphael pops. He pulls up in a Mustang.
Yeah.
And their buddies hop in. And, you know, Rob snaps out of it. I want to say he gets dressed, but I'm not, I don't know. It's like he has underwear and a crop top and a fanny pack. I'm not sure that really counts as getting dressed, but he runs outside to join them, and you're like, what is happening right now? And Raphael won't let him get in the car. He walks up to the car, and in the front seat's a little chihuahua. And he goes, "Oh, that's Mother. She's got that seat."
They're talking Mother, but what is, Mother?
Is this the Holy Mother? Is a little doggy? Is that what we're doing?
Hey, sometimes I think my dogs eat a half a ton of meat a day. I gotta tell you.
Those tiny little dogs.
I don't think I've been this. You know, we always have a lot of the movies we do have endings where we're like, "What? Huh?" You know.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I think one of our famous ones is Alone in the Dark was a classic. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. What just happened?
But this, I gave you my theory. I think this guy just was standing in his kitchen for this whole movie.
Tripping on acid or something. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Because so they leave in the Mustang. He's just standing there. And across the street, you got like this vet or something, and he's got a sign that says humans equal pigs. And then another car comes and pulls up, rolls down the window, and it's Robot Vitra in there, because he turns his head and you hear that, and you're like, it's a robot. What happened?
Is all that about to happen? But the dog's right. Mother. But Raphael, he's not. I God, I don't know, man. I really don't know. You know how we recently had a director contact? I wish the director of this movie. We'll leave us a message. All right.
And the message had better be, we're working on a number two.
I want to see that.
That was the first thing I did after watching this movie was Google Bullets of Justice 2, sequel, something. Give me something. I want to hear it. Tell me there's another one. I want another one. Give me that sequel.
Put this in the theater's stat. Right.
Yes. Did you catch the after credits?
I did not. I can't. I didn't even think. I let it go too. Yeah. What happened? Oh, John. What did I? What John? What?
It's nothing. But it's just like everything else. You're like, wait, it's another WTF? Because at the very end, get the after credits, and you know the guy with the kid that Rob saves, uh-huh. right? Mm-hmm. The guy, the dude, mm-hmm. wakes up in the truck.
What?
And that's it.
The guy who got shot a lot.
The guy who got shot by Raksha, yep, okay. in the truck, wakes up.
What? Is he bulletproof? Yeah,
in the truck? Why? Another WTF? I don't know what's going on. And that's it. That's over. And you're just like, I want more.
I was hoping you were going to say they were going to show Benedict Asshole and he just goes, he'll never catch me as he farts that sentence out, you know, he'll never catch me. Stupid. That's what humans. I was hoping you'd say.
Or the mother, me. Right? Give us a picture of the mother. That would have been great. Yeah. Oh, man. What a movie.
Oh, yeah. John.
What a
movie. Yeah,
how about that?
It's really art. It really is. It's cinema at its best.
It was. It was great. Everything we look for in a movie, just perfect. You know, action, adventure, boobs, and just all kinds of left turns that you weren't expecting that were just made it better. Just made it better.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Now, there's no way I can compete with that. So I'm gonna try, but I just can't. There's nothing I can pick. So we're gonna go silly funny. At least it's supposed to be, I think. It's on the Tubi. And Star Power. This is when he was a big deal and he was rolling. All right, coming off of, I believe coming off of Deuce Bigalow, we got a Rob Schneider.
Ooh, okay.
All right, and this one, I'm pretty sure I saw, well, I'll just tell you, it's called The Animal.
The Animal, okay.
And I'm pretty sure that in this movie, somehow he's given animal parts and one of the horse cock. So I'm just...
okay.
All right. So yeah, I think he gets in an accident, and a doctor gives him a bunch of animal parts, and he's a police officer, and let the antics begin.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, I figured it'd be should be interesting. Is all I'll say. Yes. But John, I gotta say again, bravo.
Bravo. Oh, thank you. That was incredible find. Just incredible find.
Definitely the leader for me for number one on irresistibly awful movies at the end of the year right now. I mean,
it's gonna be hard to beat because that was wow. Everything you would not have expected and so much better.
I loved it. All right, sir. I will talk to you later.
All right, Tobin.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!